This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. There have been rallies in Germany's capital, Berlin, with demonstrators calling for peace talks to end the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters chanted in the pouring rain, determined to make their voices heard as they pushed for dialogue over the war in Ukraine. The police spoke of at least 10,000 participants, the organizers of 50,000. The protest has been criticized for downplaying what others are saying is Ukraine's right to defend its territory from Russian aggression. In a speech to the leaders of Germany, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky insisted dialogue did not work, saying Germany's support was vital for Ukraine to fend off Russia. Germany helps us protect Ukrainians from Russian terror, and Germany will be with us on the day of victory of freedom. I'm Karen Chamas.
The British Defense Ministry said Saturday that Russia has likely depleted its supply of Iranian one-way attack uncrewed aerial vehicles. The ministry said there have not been any reports of the vehicles being used in Ukraine since around February 15th, while at least 24 were reported downed between late January and early February. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Friday that Russia's killing of so many people in Ukraine cannot go unpunished. He said he wants the Russian military and political leadership brought before the International Criminal Court. On Friday, a year after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the White House announced that the Pentagon would commit $2 billion more in military assistance to Ukraine's defense against Russia. And Voice of America placed two journalists in its Russian language service on leave on Friday following complaints over their prior employment at Kremlin-backed groups. From Washington, this is VOA News. Nigeria tallied votes after a tightly contested election on Saturday, with three frontrunners competing for the presidency of Africa's most populous democracy in a ballot marred by long delays. Nearly 90 million people were eligible to vote for President Muhammadu Buhari's successor, with many Nigerians hoping their new leader would tackle a widening security crisis, the sluggish economy, and growing poverty. For the first time since the end of military rule in 1999, a third serious candidate has emerged to challenge the dominance of the ruling All Progressives Congress and the main opposition People's Democratic Party. The three-way race sees former Lagos governor and APC candidate Bola Tinubu facing PDP's Atiku Abubakar, a former vice president, and that surprise third-party candidate Labour's Peter Obi, a one-time Anambra State governor. California has been hit by a powerful winter storm, while Michigan is trying to recover from a system that left hundreds of thousands of people without power. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Several feet of snow and several inches of rain are possible in parts of Southern California, along with gusty winds, while frigid temperatures are forecast in the north as the storm moves out Saturday, says National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
Flooding threat. There have been reports of like mudslides and washed out roads and that kind of thing. But the worst of it is kind of winding down.
In Michigan, Allison Rinker has been without power since Wednesday when the ice storm hit.
And I knew immediately, like, we're not getting power back for a minute. I didn't expect it to be multiple days.
This is one of the worst ice storms to hit the state in decades.
It almost is a little bit like tornado destruction.
I'm Julie Walker.
Turkey has arrested 184 people suspected of responsibility for the collapse of buildings in this month's earthquakes, and investigations are widening. According to a minister on Saturday, anger is simmering over what many see as corrupt building practices. Overnight, the death toll from the earthquakes, the most powerful of which struck at the dead of night on February 6th, rose to 44,128 in Turkey. That took the overall number of deaths in Turkey and neighboring Syria together to more than 50,000. Those formally arrested and remanded in custody include construction contractors, property owners, people who bear legal responsibility for the buildings, and people who had made alterations to those buildings. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for killing more than 70 soldiers, wounding dozens, and taking five hostages in an ambush on a military convoy in northern Burkina Faso. A statement was posted Friday by Amaq, the group's news agency. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.